Monday, January the 22nd. I want you to flip over to 2 Kings chapter 4. I want to read a very familiar Old Testament story, 2 Kings chapter 4, starting in verse 8. One day, Elisha went to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman was there. This is the NIV. And she urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. And she said to her husband, "I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God. Let's make a small room on the roof of our house and put in it a bed and a table and a chair and a little lamp for him. Then he can stay there whenever he comes by." Verse 11, so one day when Elisha came by, he went up to his room and he lay down to get some rest. And he said to his servant, "Gehazi, call the Shunammite lady." So he called to her and she stood before him. And Elisha said to his servant, "Tell her, you have gone to all this trouble. Now what can I do for you? Can we speak on your behalf to the king or the commander of the army?" And she replied, "I have a home among my people, and I don't need anything." But Elisha said, "What can be done for her?" And Gehazi said, "She has no son, sir, and her husband is old." Then Elisha called her back in, and she stood in the doorway. And he said, "About this time next year," Elisha said, "you will hold a son in your arms." "No, my lord," she objected. "Please, man of God, don't mislead your servant." But the woman became pregnant, and the next year, about that time, she gave birth to a son, just as Elisha had told her. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 4 through 18. This story moves me, especially at the beginning of a new year. This lady, she made room for the word of God in her home. She knew that Elisha was a man of God, and he passed by, and she said, "We've got to make room for the man of God. We've got to make room for the word of God." In essence, she was making room for the prophetic voice in the upper room of her home. And she sowed a seed, and the prophet sowed a seed into her heart. "What can I do for you?" And the Bible doesn't say how old she was, but her husband was late in years. And she had hope in her heart. And the prophet spoke these words, "By this time next year." If you have your Bible, I want you to circle those words in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 16. "By this time next year, dot, dot, dot." I don't know what you are praying for. I don't know what you are fasting for. I don't know what you're believing God for. But I want to prophesy over you today. By this time next year, whatever you're believing God for, I'm telling you, breakthrough is on the way. By this time next year, your life is not going to look the same. This is the story, the famous story of the Shunammite lady. She believed God, and God gave her what she had faith for. So what do you have faith for in 2024? Because I believe that by this time next year, oh my gracious, I'm getting happy up in here. I'm telling you, we don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know that if it ain't good, it ain't God. I'm telling you, God wants to bless you. He's going to give you spiritual prosperity. And with that prosperity, I pray that you would use it for His kingdom purposes. Whatever it may be, by this time next year, oh my gracious, it's going to be good. So read this story in 2 Kings chapter 4, and I pray that you and your family have the best day. It's Monday, and you started your week right. You're precious in God's sight. I pray God's richest blessing over you and your family in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. I pray. God bless you. Have a great day.
This program was made possible by the generous partners and friends of Chance Walters Ministries International. Until next time, we are on the revival road. For more information, download our free ministry app or go to our website at www.